Father, thank you for the privilege we have to be in your house. Thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for everything that he has done for us.
Help us to remember what he has done for us and not to forget, like the song says that we sang this morning. We often forget what you have done and think that we can do it ourselves. So help us to remember you and what you have done. And we pray that you would receive the honor and glory for all that's done tonight. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's take our books again and turn to number 59. 59. I will praise him.
Communion together here on a Sunday night. I like to switch it off every once in a while just to help those who only get here on Sunday night to be able to fellowship together around the Lord's table. I think it important to make sure that we have the Lord's table fellowship as often as we can. Do you know that right now the captain of the International Space Station is a born-again Christian? And he very openly gives his testimony. And in here, I'm just going to read. So, honey, we're done. You can go ahead and sit down. And thank you for playing for us tonight. The Acts and Facts editors and yes, you could. If you could just push that somewhere else. did an interview with him, and I thought it very interesting, and I know that I often tell you that you should take a look at the skies and so forth. And by the way, Sam got a hold of all that lightning that went on last night. That was an amazing display of God's wonder there in the skies last night. How many saw that storm last night? That was an awesome display of God's power. It was just lighting up the sky one after another. And Sam comes in tonight with a picture. He took pictures of the whole thing. So if you want to see it, I'm sure he'll be glad to show it to you after the service. But for those of you who like these kind of things, the International Space Station, of course, is orbiting right now. And they just changed over the captains and replaced with a born-again Christian here. On June 17, 2016, so it was just a couple months ago, Colonel Timothy Copra turned over command of the International Space Station to Colonel Jeff Williams as Expedition 47 ended and 48 began. Let me see. I'll just go down here. Colonel Williams is allowed periodic FaceTime with family and friends. During the transition time, he graciously offered a video conference to the Institute for Creation Research staff while his wife, Anna Marie, listened in from Houston. His response gave us a unique look into his heart. Charles Morse acted as host for the 30-minute exchange. They kicked off things by reminding Colonel Williams that the ICR family continually prays for him. Dr. Jason Lyle also asked Colonel Williams if there was any experiment he finds particularly interesting. He responded that the most intriguing are the studies on the effects of radiation weightlessness on the human body. Earth's environment has to be duplicated in the ISS, International Space Station, which gives Colonel Williams a great appreciation for God's handiwork, especially since human attempts to replicate it have been imperfect. Eric Boyer asked, "What has God taught you while you've been in space?" And Colonel Williams said he has a deeper admiration for God's providence. He sees how God has worked through his life, eventually preparing him to be where he is now as an astronaut. He also sees God's providence in the little things. Particularly special is the provision he has given Colonel Williams and Anna Marie, that's his wife, to endure their time apart, not once, but during three long space flights. Science writer Brian Thomas asked Colonel Williams how we can be praying for him. His requests were threefold: continued provision for him and his crew to execute the mission safely and effectively, two, for peace and safety for his family back on Earth, and three, that he and all of us at ICR would diligently remain faithful with our God-given purposes in life. Colonel Williams reminded our staff that each of us is called to a purpose, and we are to do our best to fulfill it before the Lord. The purpose is not just for ourselves, it is bigger than that, and his prayer is that we would all be faithful to our calling. When asked about the most beautiful thing he's seen from space, Colonel Williams replied that sunrises and sunsets are at the top of the list. He has taken hundreds of thousands of pictures from space of the wonders of God's earth, some of which he shares in his book, The Work of His Hand, His Hands, available at the ICR store. Jake Hebert wrapped the time up by thanking Colonel Williams for his bold Christian witness. What a blessing to see the witness of God's people, whether orbiting the earth or with feet firmly planted on the ground. I just thought it interesting that we have somebody up there floating around. And there, you know, every once in a while you can see that space station going across the sky. If it's a clear night and everything, and you have binoculars, actually you can see it with your naked eye as well. Just be aware that there's a Christian captain in charge of that thing up there right now, at least for this expedition that they got going on. So I just thought it'd be interesting for you to know. You know, sometimes we talk a lot of and talk down a lot of things going on in our world and in our country and so forth, but there's kind of a little light for you, okay? We got somebody who was born again up there in that space station floating around the earth. It was pretty neat, I thought. Okay. All right. Here we are. And what I'd like to do here tonight, for a couple Sunday nights before I get into another Bible study, Ralph, so just so that you know, okay, I'm going to be teaching on a few things that I just want to hit. Start with Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. If you would here tonight, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. I want to talk a little bit about God's response to a life of prayer. And Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says this: "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." Inside that verse, we're seeing that we're supposed to pray and talk to the Lord. And what happens is, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think." God's response to our life of prayer is that he will do great things for us as we go to him in prayer. There are three degrees of ascent in prayer. As you kind of go upward in the matter of prayer. Three degrees. One is where you pray for yourself, and then when you pray for others, and then when you pray for himself, all right, the Lord himself. Prayer, in its simplest idea, is asking. This occupies self. This is good, but not all there is to prayer. This is our child privilege, for us to come unto God and ask him like a child asks a father for things. And then prayer passes on into interceding, not only asking for things for yourself, but asking for things for others unto the Lord. And so the shift concern from self to others, prayer now takes on more than privilege to responsibility. I have a responsibility to pray for others and my brothers and sisters in the Lord. And then prayer's highest level is seeking God's face himself. In other words, as we talk to the Lord in prayer, actually having communion and fellowship with God himself. You know what? That's the highest degree of prayer that you can actually have. I hope that you've all had seasons of prayer like that, where you're actually fellowshipping with the one you're talking to, because that is a real great opportunity and a great experience. And I would encourage you all to try to reach that ascent, if you want to say. Yes, talk to the Lord about things that matter to yourself. Talk to the Lord about things that matter about other people. But you know, the greatest of them all is talking to the Lord and having fellowship with him. Let me just go right to that. Not only prayer as a petition, asking and receiving, and then prayer as intercession, where we pray for others. But how about prayer as communion? In response to our asking, he gives. In response to our interceding, he works. But now the soul mounts up through these privileged forms of prayer to yet a higher plane, that of communion with the Lord. Communion with him. I would encourage you, if you haven't done it in a long time, do it. In fact, before you go to sleep tonight, take Pastor's message here tonight and say, "You know what? I want to talk to the Lord. I want to talk to my God, my Father up there in heaven." In communion, we are occupied not with his gifts or his works, but with himself. You know, when you're petitioning him, you're occupied with what he can give us. And he wants to, just like our verse there. "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think." And he does that and wants to do that. But in communion, we're not occupied with his gifts or his works. Like when we're interceding on behalf of someone else, we want the Lord to do something for somebody else. Well, when we go to this third level, we're not dealing so much with his gifts or his works, but with himself. Himself. A little boy once came to his father's study one time, and the father asked him, "What do you want, my boy?" His reply was, "Oh, nothing. I just wanted to be with you." I just wanted to be with you. You know, that's us. We need to have that time with our Heavenly Father up in heaven, where we just say, "Father, I just want to be with you. I just want to talk with you and have fellowship with you. And in 1 John 1, verse 3, 1 John chapter 1, and verse 3, look at this. John writes this, and he says this: "That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." Do you know what that means? Can you grab a hold of that? That's getting into a position of communion and talking together with the Heavenly Father up there in heaven. John arrived at that, and he wants you and me to arrive at that as well. And in fact, that's why he wrote the book of 1 John, that we might have fellowship with the Father, and that we might have it full. Look at verse 4. "And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." Christian, I don't know that you really enjoy things in the Christian life until you learn to have a prayer life of communion and fellowship with the Lord. And don't think that I'm sitting here tonight preaching to you like as if I'm the perfect example of it. I'm not. But I will say to you, there is a joy in speaking with and talking with the Lord and having a good fellowship with Him. In communion, the Lord manifests Himself to us. That's what He does. He makes Himself known to you and me. I want you to go to the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 21. John chapter 14 and verse 21. "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him." And look at this. "And will manifest myself to him." Manifest means to make known myself to you. To you who keep his commandments and follow after him. What does the Lord want to do with you? He wants to make himself known to you more and more each day. And my desire as a minister and as a shepherd, one of the people of the congregation this morning says, "You know what? The shepherd needs to take care of the shepherd so that he can take care of the sheep." And I think she was just reprimanding me for not taking care of myself and not resting like I should and things like that. Okay. And I think you're all probably doing the same thing to me. But you know what? As a minister to you, I want you to know the Lord Jesus Christ better today than you knew him yesterday. And tomorrow, I want you to grow even more close to him and in fellowship with him. Because I know one thing, the closer you get to my Lord and Savior, the less I'll have to get you to be talking to you and encouraging you to get alone with the Lord, because you will come to know the Lord in a wonderful way. And so I encourage you to do so. So in communion, the Lord makes himself known unto us. And prayer is a life exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now, here are some suggestions for communion, where you can get in communion with the Lord. Well, how do I do that, Pastor? Okay, I go through the prayer list, and you know, I get all the names. I try to hit them all and take care of everything, and that's a good thing for you to do. And it's a good thing that we have that and so forth. But you know what? Here are some suggestions for communion. Talk to him about his creation. Thank him for all the things you see that he has made. And you know what? You'll find yourself just praising him and thanking him and thinking of him in a way that you wouldn't normally when you're just going through a list of things to ask him for or to intercede on others' behalf. Here's another thing. Some biblically historical triumphs that you know the Lord has done. You know, you can talk about him, about the things that he has done as seen in the Word of God. How about him just coming down from heaven and being born of a virgin. Talk to him about that. Tell him how wonderful that is and how thankful you are that he did that just for you. How about the cross and the things he did there? Go to the Old Testament and some of the old stories that you have learned and say, thank you for helping Joshua fight that battle in Jericho there and destroy that city the way it did. What a marvelous thing. And just go over those things. Here's another way to commune with him. Go over doctrinal things with him. Doctrine such as the Holy Spirit. God himself, the doctrine of salvation, and just thanking him for the salvation he has provided for you. You know, how often have you gone out on, you know, the limb of prayer to talk to the Lord and say, you know what, Lord, thank you for providing the salvation free that you have done for me. Thank you for saving me when I was 10 years old, okay? Thank you for bringing the doctrines of the Word of God down to me. Thank you for the Bible. Thank you for preserving your Word to this very day. Yeah, one doctrine after another. And if you need help on that, go down to the library and get some of the books on doctrine down there. Take it home and start thanking the Lord for all the doctrinal truths that are in the Word of God. How about family? If you've got anybody in your family that's saved, you know what? You ought to thank the Lord for that and just thank him for saving someone else. Or, hey, you know what? If you don't have anybody else in your family that's saved, that's what church is all about, okay? Thank him for those at church who you can fellowship with and who love you and pray for you. And, boy, I'll tell you what, I have found that to be true in the last few weeks. I want to thank you all for the cards, for the phone calls, for the visits, and just for the concerns I can see on your face. That's just a wonderful thing. And I need to go to the Lord and say, thank you, Lord, for giving me friends and family, the family of God. Here's another thing. How about future expectations? Talk to the Lord about that. You know what, Lord? I'm just looking forward to the day that I will be on the streets of gold, all right? And when we're in heaven and we'll be all together. Future expectations. I'm looking forward, Lord, when this earth and this whole world and all the governments are going to be in submission to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm looking forward to that. Oh, you know what? That'll make him happy to hear that, and it will help you to learn more about Jesus as well. How about, here's another thing to get in communion with him, to understand the will of God. Father, I want to know what you have for me. What is your will for my life? And that talks about salvation. His will is that all men get saved. His will is that believers live holy, holiness. And his will is that we believers also pray and talk to him. So take that right to him and say, Lord, forgive me for not talking to you as often as I should. Forgive me for not coming unto you with my concerns and to talk to you about the things that matter to you. Here's something. I don't know if you can all do this or enter into this or not. But how about praise him in song, in hymn? You say, well, I can't sing. Well, you know what? I don't think the Father up in heaven cares if you can carry a tune in a bucket or not, you know? I think he just cares that you would take the time to sing praises unto him in prayer. And there's nothing wrong with that. When you're alone with him, sing a song. Thank him for what he has done. Sing a song that has to do about victory in Jesus, you know? Or about, I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I'm looking forward to being in that place, Lord. Sing to him. And you know what? He sings over you. Remember that verse Margot brought up the other week? That he sings praises over you? It's hard to... I thank you for bringing that up the other day. It is that he actually sings over me and rejoices over me. I should rejoice over him. Be thou exalted. You know, we should sing some songs unto him. We sang that one tonight about praise the Lord. Yeah, but then there was another one. I will praise him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. You know, do that at midnight when you can't sleep sometime, all right? And get your songbook out. Get your chorus book out and sing unto the Lord. And then thanksgiving and praise goes right along with that. Those are ways in which you can have fellowship with the Lord, and he will make himself known unto you. So I encourage you in this matter of prayer. The Lord responds to it. And there are three ways, you know, 3 degrees of prayer. There's the petitioning, there's the interceding, and I'm going to say the best one of them all is where we have communion with him and fellowship with him. And I'm not talking about some cosmic and, you know, wild-eyed type thing, you know. I'm talking about just plain out old fellowship with the Lord and with the Father and through the Spirit. And just like that little boy, what can I do for you, my son? Oh, I just want to be with you, Father. That's all. I just want to be with you. And I hope that you will take that to heart and have some good old times of fellowship with your heavenly Father up in heaven, who then will reveal to you his Son. And of course, the Holy Spirit of God will do that through the Word of God and make things understandable to you even more and more all the time. We sing that song, more about Jesus, what I know, more of his love to others show. Oh yeah, to know him more and more is the desire of my heart for you, that you will draw closer to the Lord, all of you. And I hope you will as we thought about these things here tonight. Let's pray. Father, thank you for bringing us together tonight. Thank you for the fellowship around the Lord's table. Thank you for supplying such a great salvation. Oh, it was free, but it cost you a lot. Thank you for the grace that saves our souls. Thank you for wanting to even be our Father and to be close to us and to reveal yourself to us, especially as you do through your word. And help us to learn to pray even better, not just asking for things or interceding for others, but entering into that fellowship with you, that we might know more about you and you would manifest yourself to us even more. So give us a good evening, a good ride home. Help us to serve you faithfully this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before you go, I want you to know I really do appreciate all your words of encouragement and all the letters and the cards and so forth. They have been an encouragement. On the back bulletin board is a card from a church where John and Debbie Vassell go. And a whole bunch of people signed that and said some things. I just put it up there for you to take a look at. It's just a wonderful thing, isn't it, to know that we're not alone as we serve the Lord. We got friends all over the world. And your pastor is thought of by a church all the way out in Nebraska. Who even knows anything about Nebraska? But there's a church out there who sent a card and with nice things in it. And so just encourage you to keep on keeping on for the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, and if you want one of those CDs, I don't know if Sam, if you're able to do it or not. What do you think? Can you make copies of that? All right, just let Sam know if you want a copy and give him $500. And he'll get you a CD for that. And I'm sure that'll take care of it. It's a blessing, those songs. And, you know, okay, they may not have the greatest voices, but I'll tell you what, they have the greatest Savior to sing about. And they enjoy doing it. And you also hear a bunch of preachers in the background shouting amen. That was a blessing as well. Okay, go home.